Hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. We've been reading this week in John's Gospel, Chapter 4, a wonderful story about how Jesus goes up to Samaria just to win one soul. Who was she? She was a lady who was stuck. She was a lady who was desperate. She was a lady who was sold in sin. She slept around with every single person in the wee village that she lived in. She was an immoral person. And Jesus went up to Samaria to give her the good news about himself. You know, I'm amazed at so many of us Christians. We don't see people who've got problems and sinners. We don't see them as candidates for the kingdom. I mean, let me ask you, let's make this personal. Dear believing friend listening to me today by radio, do you have neighbors who are immoral? Do you have homosexual neighbors, lesbian neighbors, adulterous neighbors? Do you just stick your nose up at them and say, they're going to go to hell? Or do you actually have any love and compassion for them? Could you actually see yourself embracing them and trying to win them for Christ? Well, why not? That's what Jesus would do. Hello? That's what Jesus did. He went right up to Samaria to make an arduous journey to reach one person. She was valuable to him. Now, in the eyes of her neighbors, this woman was worth nothing. She was a bit of dirt. She'd been shunned. She'd been handed from man to man. She was no better than the village prostitute. No respectable person kept company with her. And the nice folks, you see, they would draw water in the morning when it was cool, but she came at high noon in the sixth hour when there'd be nobody there she would meet away. Who in the name of thunder would think that that woman was worth anything? I'll tell you who thought. Jesus did. He thought she was worth something. Did you hear what I said? We forget that she was valuable. Christ's values and man's values are totally opposite and an eternity apart. And is there somebody listening to me today and you feel that you're an outcast, a misfit? Your past lifestyle has offended your friends and your family, and you know it, you've offended God. Well, let me tell you this, Jesus' heart is warm, it's big, it's gracious. He wants to wrap you in his love, in his grace and in his mercy. Let me tell you about this. You may feel lost, you may feel alone, but there's somebody right beside you. His name is Jesus, and he's calling your name. Just tell him. Just say to him, Lord, I'm here, Lord. Oh, yes. He wants to talk to you. He doesn't want to scold you. He wants to tell you that he's died on the cross for sinners. And if you'll by faith put your trust in him, he will save you. He will cleanse you. Take away all your sins. All charges against you will be dropped. And your conscience will be clear because the blood has been shed for you. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.